Texas Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. Deidre Irwin is with us for the Michigan Tech Women's Nordic Ski Team. She is on a tear, and she's going to be leaving the country and all kinds of good things happening. Deidre, I can't believe this is the first time you're in our studio. I thought for sure we'd had you here before, but welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you, and congratulations on all your success.
Thanks.
I guess I'll ask some of the questions that Wes likes to ask, and I wanted to, too. We'll talk about what's going on with your skiing, but tell us how you got here to Michigan Tech, the whole recruiting process, and what made you come here, and what are you studying, and all that good stuff.
All right. I was a runner in high school, and I started skiing probably my sophomore year in high school. And on my senior year, I couldn't really decide if I wanted to go to college for running or skiing or nothing or anything. And Joe got a hold of me and, you know, offered me a pretty good deal and told me he could make me a good skier and that I could also run. And I couldn't pass it up. Found a program that I really liked. I'm in exercise science. Oh. And I also got a minor in Spanish, and I'm getting a coaching minor in endorsement. And yeah, from there, I just I was really pumped to be able to come to a university where I could continue my running career along with advance my ski career. And that is exactly what has happened, you know, ups and downs between injuries and stuff like that. But I'm really, you know, happy with how my 5 years has kind of come to a, I guess it's not really ending yet.
Yet. So. The list of schools that you could do that, you know, both, you know, running competitively and skiing had to have been fairly small.
It is incredibly small. yeah, there wasn't a lot of schools that were giving me the same opportunities that Michigan Tech could with not only running and skiing, but also having the same coach for all three and being able to work with that. I honestly don't think I can name another one that was, you know, ready,
yeah, right,
that was prepared to offer me that kind of deal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're from Pulaski, and talk about, you know, so you, runner, skier, did you do anything else in high school in terms of sports?
Let me think.
Or growing up, anyway?
Well, yeah, I went to high school in Pulaski, Wisconsin, and I only ran for them, and then I skied for the Ashwaubenon Ski Club, which is in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and that's sort of an area ski club that kind of was all in, you know, Door County, like northeastern Wisconsin, all the way down to Appleton. We had some kids in that. So I was a swimmer in the winter before I was a skier. But as you guys know, Melanie Hoffman, mm-hmm, also from Pulaski, Wisconsin, mm-hmm, sort of was like, hey, you should try skiing. I think you'll be good at it. And she dragged me to practice and got me there and really helped start my skiing career.
That's crazy. Talk about coming up here and just your experience here. Obviously, we have the facilities, you know, the Tech Trails. I don't want to know how many hours you've spent on the Tech Trails. This will make everybody else feel bad. But, you know, just talk about your experience and you know, how your career has developed over the years.
Yeah, coming here, the running trails was awesome. I've never really been able to run on single tracks. That's always fun too. And being able to like do our 3-hour OD with Joe, which was torture, but it goes all the way out to like Baltic and exploring all these little mining towns all over the place. I didn't even know where I was half the time. I thought he was going to kill me in the middle of the woods, you know. But I mean, the trail system around here, the roads you can run on and ski and everything, it's just incredible to just be able to walk out your door. I actually live like on the trails now. So I spend mine, you know, 24 hours a day either there or at the SDC with the trainers. So.
Obviously, you've had a very successful running career. You were a top runner all year and had a great go at it. And then how hard is it to transition from that into skiing? And it's quick, too. I mean, by the time you're done with that regional in running, you know, we already had snow and all that.
Yeah. Each year I kind of have learned. Freshman year, it was really difficult. I mean, you could definitely see in my results, like the beginning of the ski season was really tough for me. And by the end, I kind of, you know, got a handle on it. But each year I think I've gotten better at transitioning. But this year was especially difficult because the season went so long for cross country, mm-hmm, all the way up to Thanksgiving that I wasn't able to go out to the pre-season ski camp in Yellowstone. I kind of went home, tried to take a week off, but then that next weekend we came back and we were racing already on snow. So the first couple weekends for skiing were pretty tough. My results really didn't show what I wanted to. So adjust the training program, went home over Christmas, relaxed, and came back and was really incredibly happy with how my senior nationals went. I was kind of able to get out of that funk and kind of, you know, get through the transition between running and skiing.
Well, that kind of leads into our next question. You've qualified for Team USA and we'll be heading to the World Juniors. Just talk about the experience at the U.S. Nationals and at what point during the week did you think, oh, maybe I have a chance at qualifying, that type of thing?
We had the skate race first and I placed the highest I've ever placed at Nationals in that. I think I got 36th. So that was just really incredible. It didn't put me anywhere near being able to qualify, but it definitely gave me confidence boost. And then we went into the classic sprint, which is just what I love to do for skiing. So, and I really didn't know how well I was doing in that until the end of the day when they're like, you were the third U23. And I was like, well, I don't know what that means. So I got 60 points. The point system is kind of confusing, but like the higher up you place, the more points you get. So I was like, cool. And they're like, well, you have a chance if you do really well in the classic distance that you can make it. And I was like, okay. And then so I didn't do as well as I needed to qualify, but I did place, again, the highest of every place. I think I got 33rd in that one. And then going into the skate sprint, they're like, you still have a chance. You can still do it. Just do your best. And I was like, okay. And I, you know, ended up getting 5th, I think, for the U23s in that and got just enough points to get the first alternate, tied actually for the first alternate. And then, you know, I didn't think I was going. And then all of a sudden got the call and was like, no, you should get here. I show up and they're like, one girl decided not to go. And next thing you know, they hand me, like, I got this new USA onesie. I got these hats and buffs. And I'm like, is this happening?
Wow, that's so cool.
So, yeah, and my parents were there and they were the same thing. They're like, here's our credit card.
Here's our credit card.
Like, thank you, Mom and Dad. So, yeah, they were really excited for it.
We're running out of time here, but talk about the experience you're going to be having. You're going to Kazakhstan. Do you fly there on your own? Do you meet up with the team first and fly over? What's the deal?
Me and Tom will be driving down to Marquette on next Monday, and I think we fly out at like 5 or something like that. And yeah, we'll go from Marquette to Detroit to Amsterdam to Kazakhstan. So
the two of you are going over together, yep. And you'll meet up with the team over there?
Yep, the team will pick us up, and we'll kind of meet at the hotel. I think we're all getting there within like 3 days of each other, depending on the flight and where we're coming from and stuff like that. So, and then after that, we adjust to the time zone, gets, you know, on snow time, and then the week after that, it's we race, and me and Tom will race every other day because he's a U20 and I'm a U23.
Okay.
Wow.
That's very awesome. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to following your results out there, and real proud of you for representing Michigan Tech and Team USA. So yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. Deidre Irwin with us today, and we appreciate her time and getting up early today. And that'll do it for Huskies Drive Time. I want to remind you of Michigan Tech hockey home this weekend. 7:07, back to regular times, Wes, for Michigan Tech hockey, right?
At least for 2 weeks, and then we got the Winter Carnival.
Yeah,
that early matinee, but yeah, 7:07 both nights, and looking forward to the weekend at home. Looking forward to basketball on the road. Don't forget to tune in, and we're getting to the crunch time here as we head down the stretch. Not too far away from starting to think about playoffs and those type of things, Dirk.
Yeah, and a big promotion going on this weekend, 7th man promotion with New Corps,
yeah.
And we'll have a live remote from Wadsworth Hall coming up on Wednesday at noon right here on Mix 93. And make sure you tune on into that. And they're going to be giving away T-shirts to the students. And I think we're giving away raffling off tickets and giving away tickets and raffling off gift cards from the University Images and all kinds of stuff. So I want to thank New Corps for the 7th man promotion coming up this weekend for Michigan Tech hockey against Alaska. Anything else?
That's it. We got lots going on. Thanks.
Yeah, have a safe trip. Huskies basketball coming up Thursday night, Saturday afternoon with Wes Fromm here on Mix 93. Hockey this weekend also. And thanks again, Deidre. We really appreciate you stopping in today.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And right now, 12 degrees, our temperature here in downtown Hancock.